Scientists in Ireland have found a new use for a very familiar material.
Silly putty. Silly putty is fun. Almost everyone. Silly putty.
It is fun. Silly putty. Loved silly putty when I was a kid. Remember, it came in that little plastic egg. Apparently, if you mix silly putty with a special form of carbon, you can make an impressive kind of scientific instrument. NPR's Joe Palca explains how this big idea came about.
Silly putty has some extraordinary properties. Jonathan Coleman is a physicist at Trinity College Dublin. He says if you roll silly putty into a tight ball and throw it on the ground, it'll bounce.
But if you pull it very, very slowly, it will flow as if it's a liquid, as if it's a viscous liquid.
Industrial scientists first made silly putty about 70 years ago. But apart from selling it as a toy, nobody could really figure out what to do with it.
It's got these strange properties, but it never really found an application. So we thought, you know, if we could make it do something, that'd be pretty cool.
Coleman mainly works with another unusual material, a form of carbon called graphene. Graphene comes in sheets barely an atom thick, and it's an extremely good conductor of electricity. One of Coleman's students had the idea of mixing graphene with its electrical properties with silly putty and its strange bouncy runny properties.
And I thought, well, this mightn't go anywhere, but at the very least, it'd be a good sort of tool to use for outreach, like for talking to kids and getting them interested in science. So I said, great idea, let's do it.
Turns out adding graphene turns silly putty into an electrical conductor that's extremely sensitive to pressure. Press on it just the tiniest amount, and you get a big and easy-to-measure change in its electrical resistance. To prove just how sensitive their pressure sensor was, Coleman says they decided to see if they could detect a spider walking across it.
That turned out to be much easier said than done, because spiders don't tend to want to do what you want them to do. So that took a lot of work.
Ultimately, they were able to detect the spider's steps. The results appear in the journal Science. Besides detecting spiders, Coleman thinks the new sensor will have more practical uses. He's already shown it can be used to measure blood pressure just by placing it on someone's skin. And that's just the start.
So many silly things to do.
Joe Palca, NPR News.
Silly putty is fun for most everyone.